Hello everyone, welcome to the very first radio broadcast of 2022. We are Rowan Class and we would like to tell you all about what we have been learning in spring term. Our science lessons have been all about habitats and our geography lessons have been all about comparing the rainforest with our local area. The day before our class assembly, Lindsay came to visit us with her rainforest animals. Do you remember us showing you the pictures in the hall and telling you some facts? Well, here is a recount that Elsa wrote about the visit.
On Tuesday, Lindsay came into school and brought her animals because we are looking at rainforest animals. Lindsay showed us a snail, sugar glider, a python, and many more animals. The first animal Lindsay showed us was her African snail. It was called Slowcoach. I liked it because it was slimy on my hand. The second animal was the sugar glider. I liked it when the sugar glider like jumping around the classroom onto its box. Were you listening carefully? How many eyes do tarantulas have? The answer is 8. What a great fact. We have been learning about lots of habitats around the world and also looking closely at our school habitats. We have been enjoying counting birds in the sky, searching for mini beasts in the forest and looking at the different plants that surround us. Last week we planted and made small bug houses to fit inside the bug hotel near the pond. We had to think very carefully about the different conditions that these small creatures like. Time for a mini beast joke.
Why was the centipede in trouble when getting changed for PE? Because he took too long to put his trainers on. Our project question is, do we always appreciate what we have got? We have been learning about how important the rainforest is and how we need to protect it. Did you know that the rainforest has different layers? Can you remember what they are called? Maybe you got them right.
We have been learning that there are problems in the rainforest that people are trying to put right. Some people are chopping down the rainforest to use the land for farming, castle and plants to make palm oil. We were very sad to hear that the animals were losing their habitat. And without the trees, our climate and weather will be badly affected. Luckily, there is something called reforestation, which ensures more trees and planted, and there are charities to help the animals.
Did you know that you can help the rainforest by recycling paper, buy food and products that are sustainable, which means that we are not using more than can be replaced or made again. Choosing to use products without palm oil in them. Eating less meat. Supporting charities that help the rainforest.
The rainforest has a tropical climate, which means that it is hot and humid. Time for some weather jokes. What falls in the winter but never gets hurt? Snow. What does a cloud wear under his raincoat? Thunderwear.
Competition time!
Yeah!
Can anyone in Key Stage 2 remember the book that you read in year two about a man who tried to chop down a tree in the rainforest. Write it down on a piece of paper and give it to Mrs. Reed by 9 o'clock on Monday morning, and you can win 10 pound points.
Wow! By the way, guys, the rainforest layers are the forest floor, understory, canopy, and the emergent layer.
Thank you for listening to our radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed it.